So finally, this is my group, so I can begin.
Okay.
And I just want to say thank you for all the wisdom I heard. So because I heard really a lot of questions and answers, so I really don't have any question now.
Okay. Every session you are listening already.
Yeah. So I just know that I have to work on my patience now.
Okay. Yeah. So no thank problem.
You. So can I say something again?
Right.
The mic. So I just want to ask you how to hold the mic. Mm. This is too close. This is too far. So like this. Thank you.
I don't know what to say. I don't have any question. I think that I must continue with the practice.
Yeah. How about you, this practice? It's okay?
I'm very lazy. I'm sleepy.
Okay, listening first. Then just slowly you know how to ask. So let pass.
Okay.
How to talk?
Oh, I told you already.
So let time pass, right?
Maybe.
Not push. Don't push. Push is not good. Naturally, we want to know, want to talk, then talk. That's better.
All the answers are also good.
Right. I know already. Last session, you tell, right? Whatever.
With me, I didn't meditate much, as you know. Yeah. But today, I really try. I really started. So, for 4 hours, my meditation now, and it was. It is because I long time meditated, so it's a little more. It has become a little more easy to become aware. And the thing is that the mind looks. Somehow naturally, what is behind the object? When you have thinking or what kind of emotion, so it goes, it tries or it goes more easy than before to what is behind it, behind. Let's say behind the talking mind, what is the intent, you know, the
nature is
the nature.
talking is thinking mind, thinking is thinking beyond the thinking, what motivate,
yes.
what nature, yes. Is push
behind
you to
it.
Take talk,
yeah, behind it.
Sometimes wholesome also talk, thinking, yes. If the wholesome mind comes, the thinking mind also come, and wholesome mind also thinking,
yes.
Angry also thinking,
yes.
Wisdom also thinking.
Yes.
So beyond the thinking, some nature have.
Yeah,
right.
That is what the nature. Also, this is what.
You can know if you have wisdom is stronger and stronger. Any thought, the attitude. This is we call check the attitude. Beyond the thought,
yes.
Then we can know what motivation to think, right?
Yes.
What nature is thinking.
And this is this is easier. For me, but it is. To become mindful as such, to become aware. I mean, I'm in and out. If really mindfulness, I lose it. I lose it, and then when I then I remember, and then it comes back. Mm. But yeah, like this. So this is all.
So whatever you do, you cook or whatever, then you need to maintain, right? Practice.
Yeah. Yes.
No,
that's all.
Yeah, cloud.
So, as I'm not a long-term meditator like Evie, I'm still working. I'm still working on my awareness.
Okay.
Yesterday, I feel it was much better. I had a headache, and I was not really motivated somehow. So I feel awareness was quite okay for the first day. So, and today, somehow going back, I'm tired. I'm sleeping 2 or 3 times a day.
Oh.
So, but it's now getting better. Okay. I don't know if I was eating too less. Or
drinking. First day, I saw the whole people, they can't diet. The whole group, the meditator, first day, second day, they have become tired. Because in daily life, they are already tired, but they are not recognized. Then the meditation, come relax and check ourselves. Then the dhyana is obvious. So let it be. Okay. Right.
I was reading your new draft, a new book, and there I found a new word, so that latent defilements, anusaya. Yeah. Can you?
Anusaya?
Anusaya?
Hidden, yeah. Anusaya is a hidden. Hidden the anusaya, you want to understand? Yeah. No?
To get an idea, it's the first time that I read it. I don't really
know
what you're talking about.
There are three level defilement. Mm-hmm. Anusaya is a hiding. It's a this level is hiding. Then in the mind arising is a second level. Mm-hmm. That level is your bhava action, physical action is coming, arising.
Expressing,
yeah, talking or doing something. Mm-hmm. This is that level. This is express. So we can observe this second level and third level. Mm-hmm. Obvious. Mm-hmm. Because in the mind arising, we can watch. But anusaya is that we cannot watch. He's an unconscious level. He's hiding. Because he's not appear. Mm-hmm. He's like a potential. If no cause, then he cannot see. If you have a cause, then they appear in the mind. Then the second level come. So this is what we call anusaya. For example, someone he can smoke, but sometimes he don't want to smoke. So in the mind, not be in the intention mind coming, but potential is there, but we cannot see. That means it's a anusaya kilita, right?
Well, I have a question about sleepiness.
Yeah.
Yes, after tiredness.
Yeah.
Well, you say you don't have to use too much effort.
Yeah.
Yes, but I can see tiredness, and I can see how pressing in the in my yeah.
So.
But then. I fall asleep if I don't put some effort in it. I would fall asleep while sitting. So
it's
should I
effort,
just...
You need effort.
Yeah.
We have said don't too much effort.
Uh-huh.
Awareness, effort, concentration, and faith, confidence, and wisdom. The five aggregates must be worked. Awareness, effort, concentration, the samadhi, and sadha is confidence, and wisdom. These five aggregates must be worked. Effort is balance. They work together. I said not too much focusing.
Mm-hmm.
Totally, you are not effort. This is something wrong. You cannot do anything, right? Mm-hmm. Effort must be neat.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, right. But not much. Because effort is, because I know most of yogi is wrong effort. That's why they use a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Because of one thing. Or want to get rid of something. It maybe sleepy come. Then you use effort. Why for? How to use? Want to go away, right? That is a wrong effort.
Mm-hmm.
Effort is to be recognized. If you recognize to be recognized is effort. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
If sleepiness there, but we not want to go away. We want to recognize.
Mm-hmm.
That is effort. Be aware or be recognized. That is effort.
Mm-hmm.
That much we need. But most of yogi is that we want something, that's why the too much effort come.
Mm-hmm.
And focus, too much concentrate because of one thing and because of disliking, go away. That is I'm maintaining, explaining about this, no need too much effort.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Without effort, you are all the time. Sleep well. Balance. You need to balance yourself. Mm-hmm. The five aggregate must be balanced together and working.
I have a question regarding mind and object.
Yeah, right.
So, in case that mind and object are are getting together, that it's one. So
separate. Not one.
No, but
object and mind, different nature. Maybe object also mind, right? One kind of mind. Watching also, awareness also one kind of mind.
Yes,
maybe.
But it's not possible. It's not possible that mind and object can fall together.
Happen together.
Yeah, but I thought
they happen together, disappear together.
But I thought that in case of one pointness, that the mind is together with is absorbed
object.
By absorbed by the object.
Yeah, yeah. But nature different. Nature different.
But
that's why I explain object is something known by the mind. Object cannot know.
Yes.
The mind can know.
But in case that you're very, very concentrated and mind and object
stuck together.
Yes, yeah. In that case
at that level I know, eh?
And
that case?
And in this case there is still observing part of the mind, or there is no awareness anymore?
Awareness there.
Awareness there?
Yeah. But not very good. Awareness not very good. Sometimes they don't recognize they are stuck inside there. Too much effort and they knowing. Awareness there. But the awareness is the only one. Weak. Because of forcing.
Uh-huh.
Awareness there. But awareness not know many things. Only he know this object. Because of behind pushing too much energy. So the mind cannot know anything. Mm-hmm. Only know this thing. This is a samatha samadhi.
Yeah.
Samatha concentration.
Samatha
concentration. Awareness there.
Awareness there?
There.
Awareness always there.
There.
Always.
Yes.
Okay. But you also say, sometimes you can read that that
without awareness, you cannot get samadhi.
You cannot get
you
samadhi.
You can know, without knowing this object, how to get samadhi.
Okay.
Right.
But sometimes you say, not you, but I can read that seeing, the seer, and the object is the same.
Seeing and seer?
The seer, seeing, or hearer, and hearing.
Observer and object.
Observing and object is the same.
No, different. Nature is different.
Nature is different.
Right. Sometimes happen together. You can see happen together, disappear together.
Mm-hmm.
Right? For example, knowing and sound, different. Object sound, right? Knowing is mind.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing, you cannot hear the sound.
Mm-hmm.
They happen together. Now, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Hearing, the object and mind touching.
Mm-hmm.
Like this. This is a theory. You don't know about the theory. That's why you're confused.
Yeah.
Object is object and base. Mm-hmm. This touching, then consciousness happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I also have some base, rupa. Then object also rupa. Seeing also rupa. They do touching, then consciousness arising.
Mm-hmm.
How to be one? Right.
I read in your book that awareness is necessary to collect information,
yeah, right,
to get the whole picture.
Right.
Could you explain me the whole picture? Could you talk a little bit about the whole picture, please?
Right. Now you object, knowing the mind, knowing, then observing. There's three levels, right? If you focus too much, you only know the object. You don't know the mind is knowing or the mind is aware. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, the whole picture means is you are object and knowing together, two level. And another behind, another watching mind here. Without aware, without knowing, without watching, you cannot know that this object and mind. So, there's three levels. This three level is what we call whole picture. Then you can see these three levels, how the relationship, how to walk.
Mm-hmm.
In the watching mind also, five aggregate is walking. Awareness, samadhi, wisdom, confidence, and effort.
Okay.
So this, you must see the whole mind, the whole view.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And also five aggregate, five kind of, rupa, nama, four nama, right? Object, physical, rupa, physical. Then knowing, feeling, intention, and sanya, how to say? Perception, and sankhara, intention. They are working together. How much do you know? Walking, same time, happening to fight, same time. How much nature do you know? Only object, or knowing, or vedana, feeling, or perception, and intention. But they are working together. If your wisdom is stronger and stronger, then the mind can understand it, the whole nature is working. And also awareness is collect the data is many experience. Every time he recognize, then he can see many things, gross level, subtle level. For example, the thoughts. Beginner, we only know the gross level thought. If you slowly awareness become better and better, you can see the subtle level. Right? Gross level thought is family case or job case coming. Subtle level is all the time talking. Whatever you see, the mind is labeling, chattering, internal monologue. That is more subtle. So if you are more experienced, many practice experience, then you can see many level. This is we can call awareness collected data.
Okay.
So if you see the whole picture, then relationship we can understand. Right? How the relationship. And also physical, but I asked you, the rising falling, right? Do you know rising falling?
Yeah.
Why the rising, the stomach is rising?
It's nature.
No. Rising, not intention.
Nature.
It's no, some cause have. Because of breathing.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Breathing,
yes.
The stomach is rising, right? So, this is clear. Breathing, because of breathing, the stomach is rising. So, which one is first? Breathing first or rising first?
Breathing.
Huh?
Breathing.
No, wrong.
No?
Huh? Yeah. Because you don't see the whole picture.
Yeah.
You only see one by one.
Yeah,
first, you see the breathing. The second, you focus to the breath, stomach. Then you think this is first, this is second. If you overview and see together, same time, the answer is simultaneously.
Yeah. Okay.
Because inside there is no vacuum.
Yeah, simultaneously.
You breathe in, this stomach is like this. Ding. So the whole view is mean like this. You are not see the whole view. Your answer is wrong.
And if I see the whole picture, the different levels, then the illusion of an eye disappears.
Right, right.
Okay.
Right, right. It, because of understanding as it is and cause and effect, then eye is gone. We don't see that this detail. Process the whole picture, we don't know the relationship. That's why we believe I exist. Wrong view is there. When we see clearly, then right view come. Wrong view is no chance to come. Right?
But there's still a watching mind, a knowing mind, and an object.
There, okay. All the time happen. Okay. Right. But we believe this is me. Sometimes object is not me, but watching mind is me. Still believing.
Yeah.
Right? Object is not me because he come and go. So obvious.
But
sometimes watching my inside there. He's not. If you continue practice, then watching my is more stronger and stronger. He's all the time inside there. So that time, this is like a permanent. Permanent, all the time there. Not automatic. So that time we believe this is me.
Yes.
Then we slowly we move understanding about this mind also changing. Then this also know me. So object also know me, observer also know me. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, the whole picture. Do I know the whole picture?
I am in the morning. I am tired as usually in the beginning of retreats.
Maybe next time, first day, second day, maybe yogi need to sleep. in our center, yogi come. I not see immediately. Let them sleep today, because they are already tired in the life. That center come, then they need no energy anymore. So they need to relax and one day, 2 days, then sleep.
Okay.
Then practice better. Otherwise, but they come and they want to practice and they try very hard, very tense, suffering.
And during the day, my mind is full of defilements.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to be aware of it.
That's all.
As much as I can.
Start again, right?
And I have a question, what is in your mind right now?
Huh? Interest, right?
Interest. Okay.
I think how to talk clearly about the, if you're asking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested, that's all.
Thank you.
So, Sadhu, I'm happy to meet you again.
Right. Okay.
But actually, on the other hand, when I see the rope, I have regret.
Regret?
Yeah, because okay. I remember the time I spent in Xiaomin.
You can start again.
I remember the beautiful mind states that I had when I was a monk. So
right.
There is a lot of kind of...
Remember about that time?
Yes.
I said, forget it. This is finished already.
Very difficult.
So if you more thinking about it, you regret coming. Now you must stay in the present moment. That is more real. Past is, forget it. Finish already. It's before we very good state is already good for now. No, not real. Now is more, how do you feel? How your mind is now? That is more important. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, so, and then?
So, actually, when we were at the trip today? Today?
Today?
Yes.
Or the day, this morning?
No, in the morning.
Yeah, right.
There was this thinking, you know, that... Yeah. I'm not happy. Kind of
that's why you're
complaining
about. Yeah. Because we talk about it a little bit.
But I wanted to say that actually I try to be interested in
right.
this, and there was kind of understanding that this is just the thought,
right? Yes,
and
right.
That it appears somehow, or that there is this thought.
Mm-hmm.
But also there this thought disappears.
So
was quite okay actually.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. If you have right view, finish. Right view is very important. Your understanding or right view in present, finish, everything gone. Only thing is now your mind is have understanding. That is the main thing. That's all, that's enough. How much you understand it, how much you feel freedom. That's why I said forget it.
And also I wanted to ask, is it correct to say that we cannot be aware directly of ignorance? I understand. I don't know.
Can.
If yeah. there is a like moment of
because of sleepiness is sleepiness and laziness is this is tinamida, this is diluted.
But tinamida and ignorance are two different things, aren't they?
But this is also this is including that diluted group. wandering mind, Tina Medha, and Tina and Medha wandering mind, and doubt. This is all three level is deluded.
But isn't it anger also
because of this, they have this time, they might have no wisdom. So you can watch, right? Sometimes the mind is like zombie or something not clear, right? But you can aware. You can aware. If you can watch the loba world, you can watch the dosa. Why you cannot watch the moha?
So my question is, what is it? What is the space between two awareness moments?
Space.
Yes, like for example, there
you
is.
You can see the awareness or awareness.
Awareness.
So what space?
Awareness arising. And after sometimes, maybe 10 seconds.
Right.
Awareness arising again.
Oh, the between
and,
there.
And between.
This is deluded. That mind you cannot aware because of no awareness. That time you cannot aware, right?
I thought when I reflect like this, that I reflect ignorance.
But sometimes you can watch awareness come back, but the mind quality, not good. Right? You can see, right?
Yes.
Quality of mind is not good. Sometimes it's like a zombie or like a ngungu or what happened. The awareness come back.
Hmm.
But you can see. That time is more.
The
moha is only not don't know anything. Sometimes wrong idea and knowing also moha. Understand? The quality of mind is not very awake, and no wisdom anymore. No wisdom. Wisdom not there.
Hmm.
So that mind you can watch.
So the space in.
But if your awareness lost, that time we cannot know anything. Whatever,
okay,
we cannot know, right? If your awareness come back, you can know. So quality of mind.
So not knowing...
Not knowing...
Is also ignorant.
Yeah, right.
So when I reflect back, the space between two awareness moments...
Cannot. When the awareness come back, then you can know the quality of mind. That time awareness... if you long time, long time not aware... So the mind is but not quality not good. Then when it comes back immediately, this momentum is there. Right?
Sorry, I didn't understand.
Ignore that moment
ignorance.
Is there.
Yes.
Then that's why the awareness can know. And slowly the mind clear and clear, then in the watching mind, the wisdom is coming, then the whole mind becomes clear.
Yeah, but is awareness not also arising and disappearing? Like other...
Same mind. No, awareness is also mind. All mind are rising and passing away.
But
yeah.
The moment that there is one moment of awareness arising and disappearing and then finished.
And?
Then there is a little space before next awareness.
This is abuse. Watch only one by one. If you see many awareness, how to do? You only see one by one, then space. Space is concept. But the mind, nature of mind is not like this.
Not like this.
Like a water, you see?
Like water
raw, like this. Many water inside the whole process.
So there's always awareness.
Yes. Not always aware. Always the mind has... Mind is happening.
Okay.
But sometimes the quality of... this quality of mind is different. Right.
But how is it possible that when you are aware, and then you are not aware, and then you are aware...
Yeah,
then,
right.
But in... Remember still that you had
because of sanya. I told you already, I went young, I drank, I don't know nothing,
yes.
But now I can recall. because that time also sanya is working, perception is working. Remembering because of sanya, perception. Now your mind is very strong, very strong and wisdom enough, you can, this situation you can call, then that time, what state of mind you can see, everything appear. But that time I'm not aware, that time lost, grand. So. Yeah, you are not drunk or not awake or whatever. Sanya is walking.
So
Sanya
is kind of recording.
Yeah. Not recording. He is walking. The present moment, he doing this recording. Yeah. He remark. This happened. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I am sleepy as many people, and
no problem. Tomorrow, the day after, the next day, the slowly the mind becomes awake.
Yeah, but you said that we are tired and we don't notice in our usual life.
Yeah.
But how come I can meditate much better at home than during the first day of the retreat?
So
that when I am at home,
you meditate.
I should be tired, but my meditation is much better than now. How is it possible?
Because at that time you are not expectation. This is not retreat. In your home, you are like a Judy. That is the right attitude. Now, you are come to the center, your mind is ready, it's something. Not right. When you get, just do it. Just Judy, just do it. This is the no expectation, anymore. Just because of Judy. He not expect anymore. That's why meditation good. Just sit. That's all. But here, then this is a retreat, meditation retreat. We must do or do something. That's why retreat is idea is different. That's why I saw in Kuching one lady. She is cannot sleep. 2 days, 3 days, then she cannot sleep. Then I asked him, how long this happening? Every retreat this happening. Then start fast retreat. He practice fast retreat, and he try very hard, very strong concentration. Then slowly he cannot sleep. The whole night, the 10 days he cannot sleep. Then every retreat happening, he cannot sleep. So now my retreat, she can't practice, and also 3-4 days that she cannot standing. She said, I need to take the pill. So I asked him history, why this happening a long time, but how do happening this? Then I realized we are talking. So I realized what is a concept retreat. Retreat, and when you are not asleep, he try to sleep. Then I said, so you forget this retreat. You come here like a holiday. You sleep whatever you can sleep, anytime you can sleep. Then, that time this concept is very important. Retreat, and another one is, you try too much effort. And then, that day, she can sleep. Because of retreat, the idea, the Vajrayana retreat is, that's why first day I said, this retreat is not special. Not supposed to just practice. Right? Then become tired. Yeah, one yogi, the experience is one day, every day he sit in the home. Very nice. Then retreat come, and then he said, no, my meditation not good. Like this, like you. Same. When he meditate in home, is no expert anything. Just like a Judy, right? That's the right attitude. Just do it. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
And also here, he continue practice. The whole day practice. We are not maintaining our effort. Continue practice, slowly the mind becomes more energy, use more energy. That's why we feel tired. So that's why you need to check how much energy you use. All the time checking your feeling. Because we hear a continued practice, right? So energy is people, they don't know how much energy they use. Because they all the time looking the object. That's why I want to see that the mind is aware. What quality of mind and aware? Then you can balance, you can make the balance. Understand? Yeah. So you need to often check in, just check in.
Here you come to Czech people become Czech. How to check? Learning how to check. Just check it. Checking the awareness present or not. That's enough. Right. Okay. Next.
Ja by som len chcela povedať, že tento spôsob a forma tej meditácie tu je úžasná a prvýkrát som dokázala tiež úplné uvoľnenie a kľudná mysel, to je zrazu dennodenne u mňa časť. No je to, že nie je taká drezúra, ako bolo na tých ostatných zásedoch.
I like very much the style of a retreat, that it's not strictly scheduled, you know. And it's very good, I really appreciate, and I'm very, very happy about it.
A tie otázky, ktoré si treba klásť, najmä cestu, čo to je, že som kľudná, že som všímavá.
The questioning is working very good for me, very 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 well.
Questioning,
am I aware or not?
Right.
Very good.
Yeah. Najprv som si myslel, že vôbec to nebude meditácia, ale proste som v príklidnom čase. Mysel vidím, aká je mysel.
First I thought that I'm not meditating at all, but now I see that it's actually working.
Yeah, right. There are two kind of practice. Most of practice is people, they use the mindful to effort to be mindful. Now we use the questioning is, we use wisdom practicing. Uh-huh. Wisdom practicing. This is a right thoughts. Uh-huh. Use the wisdom to be aware. Uh-huh.
Existují dva druhy praxe. Jeden se zaměřuje jakoby na to úsilí, ale vlastně tady to připomínání tak je jako aby to moudrost vedla.
Ano, že vďaka tomu mám aj celý deň energiu, že proste tým, že idem cez tú mysel a cez...
This way I have a much more energy during the
and
day.
And also interest. Natural interest in coming.
A taký zájem. Jo,
a radosť.
And the joy about
yes,
the practice.
Must be.
A že zistím, že aj radosná mysel je rozrušená.
And I realize that the joyous mind is... excited or restless. It's not peaceful.
Yeah, right. Because of happy. Excited. This. That you need to take care of this mind also. You notice, the mind is happy, then he can calm down. Uh-huh. Meditating mind is the best. Is the equanimity or neutral? Uh-huh.
Ta meditující mysl je vyrovnaná. Jo? Jako i když je happy, tak člověk by to nebo je prostě šťastná, tak člověk by to měl vracet zpátky do toho vyrovnaného stavu.
Že nie je klidná, ale je rozrušená, hoci já jsem šťastná vnitřně.
Že thanks very much.
Yeah. If you neutral or equanimity, that time is ready to understand grow. If you a little bit agitated, wisdom not grow.
Když je vyrovnaná, tak ta moudrost může začít přicházet a růst, ale když je rozrušená, tak ta moudrost nemá moc šanci.
Ano, protože tej moudrosti až tak veľa nevidím.
I don't see that much wisdom yet.
So this is not important, just interest, okay.
To není důležitý.
And continue practice.
Ten zájem, to je v pořádku.
If you are a lot of experience come, then naturally the mind understand grow.
Když přijde víc těch zkušeností, tak přirozeně vyvstane i to.
Because a new idea or new way, so she is a little bit excited. Later, become normal.
Protože to je nový, tak člověk jako je tím rozrušený nebo takový nabuzený, ale s těma zkušenostma později to...
Every day you practice, then slowly become familiar, so become neutral. Mm-hmm.
Člověk to prostě bude brát, že to je běžný.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Who next? I try to balance myself because it's I sleep, I walk, and then I have good meditation. Then I sleep, I walk, and I would, okay. It's something like this.
Yeah.
And today I drank coffee afternoon, and I saw scattering mind. And because it was very visible, this mind,
yeah.
I saw the whole field. I have a question. Is it the object? This is scattering mind.
No.
Then is noticing mind. Then is reflecting mind, and then is awareness.
Right.
Right. And is it this object that has some?
Many
this
object. You see many objects.
Yes.
Object, right.
And is it?
Right.
It is
process. You see many mind, different mind. Right.
Yeah.
They but, are object.
Yes, and if this noticing mind has not feeling,
noticing
right?
mind is what feeling?
It has no feeling.
Neutral feeling.
Neutral feeling.
Neutral feeling.
Yes.
Mind, yeah.
Then reflecting or reminding mind has feelings.
Yeah,
has,
right.
has vedana.
Yeah.
Then is awareness has no feeling, it's neutral.
Neutral, not no feeling. Feeling
neutral. But if this reminding mind
yeah.
has suddenly another feeling,
yeah.
some emotion, it starts to be another object.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
And
yes.
Yes. Yes.
If you see two,
yeah.
I said right before, if you see two people,
yes.
Then your three people is already there.
Yeah.
If you see three, the four.
Yes. Yes.
If you see four, the five.
Yes, it's like this, yes. Because yeah, sometimes
if
I
you see five, then
yeah.
become six.
Yeah.
Always watch her is
behind. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes I play these right. games. I go one step behind and I
yeah.
can see this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah,
right.
yeah, okay. And
that's like object. Many objects become
yes.
everything become object because everything has the watcher. Have,
yeah,
right?
Sometimes it, but sometimes it's because it's so fast.
Right, so fast.
So
right.
fast, and I realized that it was so fast. I was like this, you know, something very quickly.
What do you do like this?
And
let the mind happen.
You
right?
know, and suddenly it stops. It was.
Oh.
It stops, and it was empty. Not emptiness. It was anatta. Yeah.
Anatta.
Yeah, I think so.
What?
Because it was.
If you happening also anatta.
Yeah, I
not
know.
Only
I
this
know.
Anatta.
But this it was something mind stage. It was everything was stopped, and everything in the same time was very clearly.
Mm-hmm. Not stop. No way to be stopped. The process never stop. Maybe your tuning change.
Yeah.
We can see the balance, everything. Sometimes tuning change, the quality weaker, then you cannot see that this level. Another level come.
Yeah.
So, object is not all the time, process is already there. Depend on your quality of watcher. Quality of watching, yeah?
Yeah.
So this quality weak, then you can see different level.
It's yeah, I understand
right.
because yeah, it's this turning here yeah,
right.
because I can see clearly another things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So at the all the time, watcher is there. Also, object is there.
Yeah.
Never disappear.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
okay. Sometimes I saw my mind. How is clinging on this?
Yeah.
To the interest change in clinging, you know? I'm interesting.
Clinging and interest.
Lapisa. Yeah. Clinging.
Clinging is loba.
I know.
Yeah. Interest, yeah. Interest is different.
I have interest. I look and just, you know,
clinging.
Just I'm in it. oh, yeah. I dig it. I do digging.
Clinging
yeah.
come.
Yeah.
Interest and clinging
yeah.
involved.
And then I push myself
right.
Like this.
But no need to push.
Yeah.
You recognize, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
If you notice or recognize, then they cannot do it.
Okay.
Cleaning cannot do, because you see, right?
I know, I know. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, yesterday I was okay, relaxed, but today several times wrong effort. I was looking for objects and...
Right. So become tired.
And more I'm, tired, I'm right? more tired, yes.
Yeah. So. Because this morning I'm not reminding. Every day reminding, but it's because people start to doing, if you they don't see their mind, the mind is happy. Happy is walking. If you did not see their mind, the happy is very more stronger. Because now the information change. New information come. You start to change your idea. But unconscious level is not changed yet. Mm-hmm. This old idea is coming. So it continue practice slowly. They become habit. To go to the object, right? We need to change unconscious level. Yes. Because a very strong idea is unconscious level. They are inside the unconscious level. They are already not let go. Your wisdom must be very strong. Then you can touch into unconscious level. Then you change unconscious.
From the insights, no?
Right. Yeah. That we call insight.
Yeah.
Deeper insight can change the unconscious level. So you know what is right, what is wrong. It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything?
I have a question regarding lobha and dosa.
Yeah.
Because you say that awareness with wisdom is enough. Watching dosa and lobha, but I'm watching dosa and lobha since many years, and it's very difficult. If there is lobha or dosa arising, I know it's not good.
Yes, so only this that much, right? Not now, because they're still coming, or strong or weak. If you understand not enough, depend on your understanding level, their intensity is changed. If you more understanding, they coming weaker and weaker. Depending on your understanding level, you only know this is not good.
Yeah.
That's not enough.
Not enough.
Not enough. Everything you must understand the nature of the dosa and nature of the lobha. How to say it? This is very difficult to say. Cause, how they become this, why the anger is coming. You can see the cause also. You should be see the understanding the cause also. Not only that this result. It is a result. Dosa coming is result. So when the dosa is coming, this is already result. Because some cause have.
How can I see the cause?
Yeah, that's why you need awareness continuously. All the time, you must aware all the time. Before anger, and after, you can see every process. Then you can understand why the anger is coming. Need or not, necessary or not. So, if you know the cause, then you can stop to the cause. Then dosa cannot come. So, you not must understand it. What is, for example, this dosa is what? What is a dosa? How do you know? What do you know about the dosa? Anger. You only understand this is not good, right? That's one thing, right? One factor is right. How much do you know about this dosa? You need to know many things. What is this? What is the dosa?
Why is the dosa?
What?
What is the dosa?
Yeah. What is the dosa? Don't study like this. That's why we try to understand as it is. Talking very easy. Understanding not easy. You see, as it is, right? You, when you book, when Dhamma book, they talk about as it is. As it is. As it is or as they are. Very simple, very easy. But understanding, if you have as much, you understand it that much, those are, you cannot count. Already stop. If your wisdom is in the mind, he is present. That time, those are cannot come.
But then it's also a very little feeling of self.
Self is all the time have. But this also, if you have a right view is this understanding, this right view is present. This wrong view is no come, no chance to come. So that's why I said learning. We are watching, is we need to learn more things. You, many years learning this, watching this object. How much you know about this? That's why you need interest. You don't. You said you don't go, no good. That's why you push, you want to push. And we are watching the defilement. We don't want to push. We know this is not good, but we don't want to push. We want to know deeper. That's why we are interested. How much this defilement, how much bad quality of defilement, we are interested. I want to know deeper. Because understanding is not enough. Defilement is very strong. Understanding is not enough. And also practice, no, we are not continue practice. Sometimes we recognize, sometimes when dosa come, that time you remember, mindful. We are not practice continuously. This continuously practice is very important.
Right.
Now we are practicing, it's only defilement arising, then, oh. Yeah. Defilement not afraid this. That kind of practice, defilement not afraid. Okay.
It's more theoretical also, but is there, according to Buddhism, anything like free will? And if yes, why it's also no self?
Why?
Why is it no self? The free will.
Because of this nature.
No. The free will. The free,
yeah, free will.
Free will. Is there anything like this? And why is it also no self?
It's why is no self? You can say because of understand. If you not understand, self is there. You can say like this. Then wisdom arising, then you can understand this no self. Without understanding, yes, we cannot tell no self.
I mean, I understand the free will.
Free will, what?
Free will.
Free will, what the meaning of free will?
That you are really free to decide whatever you want to do, you can do. Yeah, that's, you have the free decision to do anything you want.
Oh, very dangerous.
When
it's, what? Free will. Free will is
will.
Whatever is happening.
Yes.
The sentence free will is already connected with self, so...
When you make a decision, you make yourself a decision, it's a free decision, not a forced decision, but is there something like a free decision, a decision which is...
Naturally come.
Yes, which is
free will.
You have two options.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you are to decide this one or this one.
Yeah.
For example.
You have free will if you go this way or.
Oh. Okay.
Your choice.
I can choose.
Yeah. Yes.
So that's why you asking whatever I can answer.
Yes, and I thought that if there is something like really it's free, Yeah, so if it's also like in the concept of no self, or if it's caused by something.
No. You cannot say like this. But without understanding, always self have.
Yes. Okay.
When your understanding is present, then yes. No self is.
Okay. Right. Okay. Okay. Yes. Thank you.
I suppose this is
we are not this because
already wrong question.
If wisdom arising, he decide himself. Nobody decide. Wisdom itself is he know very well what is right, what is wrong. So already decision is already there. What uprooted?
Uproot. Take out from the roots.
Uproot. Take out the root.
Yes,
yes. You can say it like this. Wisdom. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. It's always conditioned. Decision is always conditioned.
Mm.
It's never free.
You're never.
Never free.
It's like when, because sometimes it sounds like free, like no condition for it. But there's always
no condition.
Mm. But there's always condition, right, for decision.
Yeah. Because understanding, he know very well. This already he
right.
Decide already. No right. Need to somebody decide. Right. He know very well what is real,
right.
What is right. So. Finish, clear.
Yeah.
No need to decide. If you decide means you're not now wisdom.
Mm.
We have no now wisdom, then we think this way and that way, this way. That is a condition.
Yes.
That if you wisdom strong, no need to think.
If there are two men or two women,
yeah.
How to decide?
How to decide what?
Yes, if the both are very well. Yeah.
Both are very well. If you are not one thing,
yeah.
Finish. If you are one, it's a problem.
Yeah.
If your wisdom is present, he not one anymore.
Yeah.
So this is a garbage.
Yeah.
So finish.
Maybe examples.
Yeah, because of one thing, you are not one anymore. This is no problem.
Yeah.
Right. That's why people they try to think too much is because of wisdom, not enough.
Yeah.
Wisdom is like a darkness, and you open a light, clear. That's all, very clear. No need to think, oh, this right or wrong. No need. Yeah, very clear. This free will, right? Yeah.
Very nice. Thank you very much. Yes.
Yeah. Wisdom nature is he clear, very clear already. Because before dark, now light coming, so it's very clear. Sometimes we not have enough wisdom. That's why we need to think many ways to squeeze and use our wisdom. Right?
I got inspired by the previous question about these gaps. Yeah.
Yeah.
And because it bothers me also as well, I will try to somehow describe it and then ask you for the advice. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
About this continual awareness.
Right.
Yeah, because I guess that it's no problem being aware if there is a very solid phenomenon. For
right.
example, if somebody puts the light on here
uh-huh.
now in the room, everybody will be aware of it.
Mm.
And let's imagine that there will be no emotion in a person. If yes, then we can go on. We can actually continue. Yeah. But if there is nothing like that, then the light is on. there is nothing in me. And now the question is how I can be, what kind of tool I have in myself
what
to know
of
tool or how, yeah, the phenom, this big blick is gone. And so to which I can somehow focus my awareness on, yeah? Until, for example, somebody ring a bell, mm-hmm. yeah? And another spot of awareness can continue in the chain.
Yeah, different.
But in this, but
changing, you know the changing, right?
Yeah.
That's enough, that's okay. Changing, different.
Yeah, but right. But what in it is between this is this the not kind of between. Gap you were talking about
gap? No, this is not
between these
because of different. We said not the same.
No. He's asking what to observe in between. If there is nothing,
how to help myself or how can I be sure that I'm aware. That I'm in continuous awareness.
So if you see the mind is working, activity of mind very clear.
But if there is no emotion, if there is nothing in my mind,
that I can. If you very awareness very strong, then the emotion come neutral.
Yeah, but then we have some.
But you're not knowing. You're not sure you are aware.
Then I'm not sure. Yeah, then I'm not sure that I'm
so
aware.
So that when you know your awareness, so. What you're not sure?
Actually, but yeah, I'm not sure. But even I don't know. Actually, I have no clue. Actually, because the big phenomenon this light is on.
Right. Oh.
And there is nothing actually. There is nothing.
Nothing what?
I cannot see the chain. Yeah. I cannot follow the chain because this blick is gone and there is nothing to be continued actually.
You see gone
because there's no obvious change, right?
There is no obvious change. And I'm asking if there is any tool or how can I be sure
changing.
That I'm keeping this continuous awareness.
Sure. What?
Because he thinks there should be something should be changing all the time.
All the time, but if you are see your mind, the mind activity, knowing all the time change, all the time changing. If you are not see the mind, you only observe the object. Then you don't know. The mind knowing my nature is all the time changing.
So it's changing.
That's
even
why.
Though I
that's
don't
why
know
people
about.
They saw only different object. Then they said they see the changing, right? For example, now sound coming. This sound coming, no disappear. But continuous sound come, how to do? They cannot see the changing. If you touching, you do like this. This changing. Mm-hmm. But do like this. How to see the changing? Right? Because you understand clearly object and knowing mind. Very clearly, this all time changing. Object, nature of the object, you understanding the nature of the object and nature of the knowing mind, always changing. Every time you notice, it's changed already.
You meant that there is nothing to observe. Right?
There is nothing to observe, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. After the light is on, there is...
There is nothing...
What light?
If it evolves...
If you turn on the light... Yeah.
Seeing coming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, seeing. Seeing is object.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Seeing object, okay. You don't know the seeing, that is okay. The problem.
In this sense, yeah.
Right, because the light coming, like this, a seeing is object.
Even if there's nothing is the object.
Seeing and knowing is all the time happening. Knowing, okay. If you move, but sometimes we cannot see the changing.
Okay, in that case, there is no gap, yeah.
Because the concept.
It's continual activity.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Sounds like misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Right.
Sado, I wanted to ask a question. In Buddhism, a lot of people speak about no self. It somehow creates in me idea that self-confidence is something wrong.
Self-confidence is need. Very important. Self-confidence is, this is English word, confident. Confident about practice. This is what we can call self-confident. English word self-confident. In Buddhism, no self-confident. This is an English term, psychology term. In Buddhism, no use self-confident. Trust, faith. Saddha. And only use saddha, faith. Confident. And faith or trust. That's all.
But it isn't...
You cannot do like this. Different idea.
If there is too much self-confidence, isn't it pride?
Yes. Yeah. If you over, if your wisdom is not enough, then he become pride. Confidence is a... Saddha is wholesome. Pride is unwholesome. If you cannot, without wisdom, wisdom cannot control, become, you can change the pride, mana.
So too much faith means pride?
Maybe. Because of wisdom must be controlled as faith. The wisdom and faith and wisdom must be balanced. Samadhi and Viriya is balanced. Right?
Hmm.
So saddha and panya also must be balanced.
Okay.
If your panya is not enough, then saddha become over. Over is something wrong. Or lack or over is wrong. It's already wrong. Too much or lack. So wisdom must become balanced. This saddha. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. I also want to ask, what happens if the other one gets into unbalanced?
Who?
Like if wisdom is stronger than confidence, is that possible?
Actually, is wisdom is all the time good. More, better and better is okay. Wisdom more stronger and stronger, they are all together follow.
So the
if your wisdom is stronger, your awareness also good, samadhi also good, saddha also good. But over is wisdom is not enough. Wisdom is as much as you can. Okay, no problem.
Oh, okay. With too much wisdom, you can never get out of
no
balance.
Way too much wisdom.
Right. No, I'm just...
Too much wisdom is only you intellectual level but, that maybe have.
Yes,
but
inside
level is as much as you understand.
Right, no problem. Right.
Intellectual level is sometimes they try too much thinking.
Right. Yeah.
In Mahayana, they speak about balancing of wisdom and compassion.
Yes, it is.
Maybe too much wisdom is lack of compassion.
Whatever, this compassion also, wisdom, everything wisdom is must be involved. Wisdom is not strong, everything is maybe no balance.
Mm-hmm.
Only the wisdom can balance. Without wisdom, everything cannot balance, everything over or lack. Too much. Gruna is a compassion, it can go to the dosa. Without understanding. Beginning is compassion and slowly become dosa.
So would you say the wisdom is always balancing factor?
Yeah, for him. Right. His duty is become balanced. Mm-hmm. He know what is right, do everything. He know everything, then he can
know what to do. Right.
That's why middle way is coming. Because of this wisdom. Because of wisdom, middle way arise. Mm-hmm. Without wisdom, middle way is like this.
Mm-hmm.
This way or that way, a little bit.
Right.
Okay. Right.
I just want to appreciate your advice. Yesterday, I was walking, but sleepy or daydreaming, you know, and walking quite slowly, you know, and
if you're sleepy, why you walk slowly? Is move.
Yeah. And you approach me and asking why are you walking so slowly? And I actually must honestly say that I don't know. and since then, I'm actually noticing the speed, you know, Usually when I walk very fast, it's kind of I either running away from something or running towards something, you know. And if I'm too slow, it's kind of also like hindering something, you know. So what I'm trying to say is I try to walk in a normal pace, normal speed, you know. Mm. And surprisingly, the awareness and the body sensation like appear very, very, very naturally, and the mind and the mind is much more bright. Comparing to either too quick or too slow, you know, it's the middle speed is works very, very well for me.
Because you, if you're too slow, the energy is not coming.
So
a little bit used naturally is the need bodily, the mind need to support the mind. If effort is come to the mind. Sometimes you move energy, use energy, the mind is more awake, alert. So if you balance, the mind become awake. If you lower it low slowly, then the energy, no energy, don't use everything. So the mind is not awake, alert. So let the mind activity, mind doing something. Because the mind energy not good, then make him wake up, do something. Many objects, then the mind start to wake.
Okay.
Slowly, one object, one by one, then mind is not working. That's why I said I use more object is mind awake. Know this, know that, know this, know that. The mind cannot think. Many objects he know very busy, so cannot go to think. And also sleepiness because of the mind not interest. Not interest about object, not interest about the mind. The mind slowly sleepy.
In the morning, the previous session, I told you that when I'm asking myself, what is happening now? The questions, good question also. And from the inside, like, don't ask.
Don't ask.
If I ask myself, what is happening now? Sometimes the response, the inner response is, don't ask.
Don't ask.
And then I realized that...
Who said don't ask?
Wrong question. There is nobody there.
Maybe laziness.
Kind of
resistance.
Resistance, right. Exactly. Yeah.
It's defilement. No one to practice.
I can
ask you to keep the mind must be practiced.
Yeah.
So that's why you ask them that defilement said don't ask.
Yeah. What is happening? Don't ask, you know. And then I can really bodily feel where it is, you know, where it is kind of the body tension, where it is, you know. So what's
sometimes negative, this defilement also resists about practice. Yes.
Yeah.
So. Okay, next day, not much, only one day. You practice and ask better. Okay? Yeah. Depend on your experience, then we talk better.